Friedman.
This week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach Lecho, want to speak about the Issa of speaking Loshon Hara against Eretz Yisrael. We know the Meraglim were punished. They spoke Loshon Hara against Eretz Yisrael. From this we see how chumah it is to speak bad, derogatory against Eretz Yisrael. The first Rashi in Parsha Shlach Lecho, Rashi says, Loma nismecho Parshas Meraglim le Parshas Miriam. What's the connection from the Parshas Meraglim following straight on from the story that Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeini? Lefi shaloksal itzke dibra. Because Miriam Anavi was punished, she spoke badly against her brother, Shedibra Bechea. Rishuim haluli rui veloi lokhi misa. And these Rishuim, the Meraglim, they saw what happened to Miriam, that she spoke Lushon Hara against Moshe Rabbeini. Rui, but v'loy lochi misa, they took no notice, and they did the same Aveira. They also spoke Lushon Hara against Eretz Yisroel. The Gemara Masechtes Erchin in Daf Tezvov says as follows, Tanya, Omer Rebeluza ben Pata, Boi re'ei kama gudoil koyech shel Lushon Hara. Look how severe is the Aveira of Lushon Hara. Minulam, where do we learn this out from? Mimeraglim. Imam oitzi shemral eitzim vavunim kach. Look what happened to the Meraglim. Although they didn't speak against people who have feelings, they spoke only against eitzim vavunim. Hamoitzi shemral chaveiroi al achas kama vakama. Carries on the Gemara, and the Gemara asks the question, Mimai, how do you know that this is the reason why the Meraglim were punished? Because they were considered Baalei Lushon Hara. Dilma Mershim Reb Chanina Bar Papa. Perhaps it's like Reb Chanina Bar Papa says that the Meraglim were chayiv because they were koifrim, because they said, Hachuzuk himimeni, that Kaviyuchel, the Rabbein Shem, hasn't got enough power to take them into Eretz Yisrael. So the Aveira Meraglim wasn't Lushon Hara, it was they were koifrim, they were koifer be'ikah. Says the Gemura, Elo Merabam Resh Lukish, O makro, look in the pusik, in the Torah it's written, Vayomisi huanushim moitziei dibas ha'uretz ruah. Those people who spoke badly against the land died. Al dibas ha'uretz shohitzi. They were punished because they spoke Lushon Hara against Eretz Yisrael. We see clearly, says the Gemara, the Meraglim are classified as Baalei Lushon Hara, and they were punished for the Aveira of Lushon Hara. The Chofetz Chaim, in his Akdoma to his Sefer Chofetz Chaim on the Halachas of Lushon Hara, writes as follows, Kasha nach besu derecheini v'nach koira. If we're going to examine, Eiza avoynus heima ikrim hagomim la'arichas guliseini. What are the ikka aveirats, which is the cause of the length of our gulis? Nimtzum harbe. We can find many different things which are causing our gulis. Achet halushan he al kiloi. But the Aveira of Lushon Hara, that is the number one reason. And he says, Halo yediyah shenigza uleini gulis mikvah me'es masa meraglim. We know the gulis started from the time of the Meraglim. And he brings Befeish Psikim in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kivov, Vayisa Yuda lehem lehapel oisim, bagoyim, zaroisim, barutso, shtey dotten, because the chet meraglim, v'imaosi be'ez chemda. The chet meraglim hoya uven Lushon Hara. The chet of the meraglim was speaking Lushon Hara, kedeisa be'erchim, like the Gemara tells us. Im kein uni mechruchim nesakin zachet koidim hage'ila. If we want Mashiach to come, we have to rectify this Aveira of Lushon Hara. And he repeats it a second time, that the entire reason why we are in Gulis is due to the chet meraglim, like the Pusik says, and as always read the Gemara Zukten Erchin, that the Ikka Chet HaMaragim was Lushon Hara, and this is the reason why we are in Gulis. So, it occurred to me, Akasha, I haven't seen anybody ask this question, but L'Choyre, it's an obvious question. I looked inside the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, from the Chofetz Chaim, to find where he brings inside his Sefer in the various Perukim, where does the Chofetz Chaim quote this Issa Usa ledaba lushen hora keneged Eretz Yisrael. I searched the entire Sefer from cover to cover, and I can't find it. The Chofetz Chaim, who he's the Mor de Shmatza, he's the one who has elaborated for Klal Yisrael all the halachas of lushen hora, and I cannot find it in the Sefer. He brings all the halachas, you're not allowed to speak lushen hora, rechilas, avak lushen hora, avak rechilas, all the halachas, midaraisa, midarabunon, zachen which only also lefnei mishadim, which state in ein rishon unkam achroinim. Here we have whole parsha in the Torah, parsha shelach lecho. Rashi tells us clearly the meraglim were punished. Sherui v'loylochi misa. We have a beferish shegamura mesechtes erchin. The meraglim were punished because they spoke lushen hara against Eretz Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim himself quotes this twice in his agdoma to his sefer Chofetz Chaim. But yet, the Chofetz Chaim, for some inexplicable reason, does not actually mention it in his sefer, as there is such an issa. And yet, if we see, we'll see a number of quotations that it is clear that there is such an issa. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksibas, the end of Masechtas Ksibas, the Gemara speaks about how the Tanuim used to love Eretz Yisroel, and were very careful that nobody should speak badly about Eretz Yisroel. Reb Abba Menashek Kippur De'akoi, when Reb Abba returned from Chitzloretz, and he came in, just crossed over the border into Eretz Yisroel by Akoi, he bent down and he kissed the stones of the ground, ah, Baruch Hashem, back in Eretz Yisroel. Carries on the Gemara, Reb Chanina Mesaken Miskele. Reb Chanina was Mesaken, he rectified. If he saw on the road there was a little hole, or there were some stones that would cause people to stumble, he removed them out of the way, he repaired the roads. Why did he do this? Says Rashi, Mashra Masakin Mikshoy Lehu'ir. He repaired any pitfalls in the city, Machmas Chibas Ha'uretz. Because of his love of Eretz Yisroel, Shehoi Sechaviv Ulov, Imachse Sheloyetze Shemra Al Hadruchim. He wanted that nobody should be Moitzi Ra, says Rashi, Moitzi Shemra Al Hadruchim. Anybody who's gone to Ukraine knows, you cross over the border from Poland into Ukraine, as you cross over, everybody says, wow, there's so many potholes here, the whole bus is shaking from side to side, the whole bus is trembling, suddenly the speed goes down from 60 or 70 miles an hour to about 20, if you're lucky 30, because it's not shaykh to cross any, to travel any faster. Says the Gemara, B'chanina was worried. People are going to cross into Eretz Yisroel. They're going to say, oh, the roads here are horrendous. They're going to be Moitzi Shemra Al Hadruchim in Eretz Yisroel. Because of that, Reb Chanina himself took the effort when he saw there was a stone in the way, there was a pit hole, he repaired it in order that nobody should be Moitzi Shemra Al Hadruchim in Eretz Yisroel. The Altif in Slobodka was once in Eretz Yisroel for a visit. He was walking along the road in Chevron, it was the Chevron of Yeshiva, and there was a few stones in the path. The Altif in Slobodka bent down, and he himself picked them up, and he threw them to the side. So some of the Talmidim saw this, they saw, ah, Altif Slobodka from the Grois of Bale Misa. Mestomis Kavuna was, he was worried somebody might trip and hurt himself. So somebody said that to him. So he said, nah, nish dusa gwe man Kavuna. Befei Shigamur and Ksibis, Abchanina, was Mesak in the Mechshoy Lehuir. I'm in Eretz Yisroel, there's a stone in the way, I'll pick it up. Carries on the Gemara tells us, Vata, Reb Ami, Reb Asi, Kaima, Meshimsha, Latila, and Metila, Leshimsha. They would swap over the shear from the sun to the shade, and from the shade to the sun. Explains Rashi as follows, Keshagia Hashemesh, Lamukim Shein Yoshvim. When they saw the sun, the glare of the sun eventually was arrived where they were sitting, where they were giving the shear to the Tamidim, Vegosim, Vechama Mekaderes Aleim, and the sun was beating down on them. Oimdim Mishom Leishav Betzail. Reb Ami and Reb Asi would pick themselves up with all the Tamidim and move over to the shade, that there shouldn't be in the glare of the sun. If we may had sinner, and when it was in winter, when it was cold, the opposite. Oimdim in Atzail. When they saw the sun was in a corner, they moved from the shade, dafka, to be in the warmth of the sun. Why? Kadesh lo yichli lihisraim al yeshivas Eretz Yisroel. In order that no one should be able to grumble and to complain and say, ah, Eretz Yisroel, it's so hot here, can't take the sun, or it's so cold here, it's freezing. in order not to give anybody a pretext to grumble and to complain about Yeshiv Zetzrul, they would move over to make sure that everybody would be comfortable. The Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer Ben Yehuda on this Gemara in Ksibus writes the following words. You see that the reason why they did this was in order to prevent anybody, not to give an excuse to even one of the Talmidim to say, ah, don't like it here. V'mnimsa moitzi diba al chelek karkam Eretz Yisroel. Kais on the Ben Ish Chai, imikam, and from this Gemara, Yilmud ha'udam misa haskel. A person has to learn, lishmoy piv ilashoynoy, to guard his tongue, leval yoytzi mipiv shim diba loytoiv, he shouldn't let escape from his mouth even the slightest negative comment, leganois afila ama achas be'etz Yisroel. A person that may not speak negatively, derogatively, about even a single ama, 1 centimeter in Klal Yisroel. Hey mitzad avir, whether it should be about the weather. Hey mitzad koi v'choim, whether about it's too hot, it's too cold. Hey mitzad apeiros, the fruit aren't good. V'heim binyan habinyan, the buildings aren't good. V'afile b'eis chirbona, shehi b'yad agoyim, because this Gemara is speaking about the time of the Chob, not the time of Beis Hamikdash. Even as man ha-chob is in the hands of the goyim, v'abatim shel agoyim, kidei shlo yeh b'chlal moitzi diba al Eretz Yisroel. Says the Ben Ish Chai, in order that you shouldn't be one of those people who are considered the Moitzi Dibba and Eretz Yisroel, like the Meraglim. And this actually we find already in the Charedim. The Charedim writes in Perek Nintes, Surach Kol Ish Yisroel Lechavavis Eretz Yisroel. Every Yid has to love Eretz Yisroel and to make it beloved. And he says, B'kidchiles Avoyneini, the beginning of our first Aveira, Shenif Kaluni Bechila Doris, Yan Moasniba. Because we detested Eretz Yisroel, like the Pusik says in Tehillim, Vayim Osi Be'eretz Chemda. If a pidyon afsheini meheiratia, in order to be zoicha to the ge'ila, we have to do the opposite. As the Pusik says also in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kif Beis, ki rutzi avodecho es avoneo ve es afura yochoineini. That the oivdei Hashem rutzi as avoneo. They longed for and they loved even just to miss stones in Eretz Yisroel. And then the Pusik says, atotukim terachem tzion. Says the Sefer Charedim, Lefichach hoyi hameruim menashkim pereseve v'avoneh b'voim aleh. You want to know why the Gemara tells us the stories about that the Tanuim hameruim used to even kiss the stones? Because this is a pusik in Tehillim. Ki rutzi avodeh es avoneho. There's one of the Svada Shegadolim, the Maharam Chagiz, who lived about 300-350 years ago. He writes in his Sefer called Sfas Emes. Sasemus from Aram Chagiz, Bechol doi v'doi, in every generation, there are anushim shiyotziye dibas ha'uretz ro. There are people speak lushan hara against Eretz Yisroel, k'moy shebavoy neseini, in eini rois b'doi arazeh. Like unfortunately says the Aram Chagiz, I see it in our generation. People speak negatively against Eretz Yisroel. Anybody speaks lushna hara about Eretz Yisroel, yilke begifoy will be punished. Terrible punishment. They won't be zoichet when the ge'ilah comes and there'll be kibbutz galis Eretz Yisroel. People who spoke badly about Eretz Yisroel will not be part of the ge'ilah. Ki hamoitzi shemra alurus hatoiva hine moira hayoisoy loy mibnei Yisroel. I want to relate a number of stories from Gedolei Yisroel, how we see throughout the ages, Gedolei Yisroel were very, very careful not to speak any derogatory comments against Eretz Yisroel. In the Koivitz Kol HaTorah, this is in Gilyon Ayin Gimel, is quoted that the Shleimer of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld used to get very upset when he would hear people come from Europe, Eastern Europe, very often cold, come from Eastern Europe, they came to Yisroel and said, ah, it's so hot here, I can't bear it, it's so hot. He would get very annoyed, and he would say, you're not allowed to say, it is heiß, it is kalt, it's hot here, it's cold here. You have to say, mir is heiß, mir is kalt. Why do you speak about Yisroel? Ah, It's so hot here. Say, I'm very hot. Say, I'm very hot. That's no problem. You can say that. However, you mustn't say that it is hot here. And he said that somebody who speaks like that is choishesh, that he's oivetaka lushen hara on Eretz Yisrael. And as oivetke brengt dolchet in the sefer, harav hadoime, this is told as chayv in the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva, Reburg Beh, that one of the Talmidim in his yeshiva once told him he received a letter from his parents who had moved to Eretz Yisrael, and in their letter they complained terribly about the heat in Eretz Yisrael, it's unbearable. And he told him over to Reburg Beh, his parents had moved to Eretz Yisrael, and what they wrote, and he mentioned this comment as well. And straight away Reburg Beh became very, very upset with him, and he told him, he shouted him, it's forbidden to speak negatively against Eretz Yisrael. There are a number of stories from the Belzer of Rabbi Aaron, Zeichel Tzadik, V'kudosh Levrucha, how he was makpid if he ever heard anybody say the slightest negative comment against Eretz Yisrael. Straight away, he would tell them off that one's not allowed to speak like that. Once one of his gaboim brought him in some fruit, and the gab apologized that the apples were very small, and he said, the Rebbe can see this doch Eretz Yisrael de kapayres, and this doch zeh klein, nicht de shine payres from Chitz Loretz. And the Belzeruv was very upset, and he said to him, you've got to wash now Negevasa. You spoke Lushen Hara against Eretz Yisrael. He told him you have to speak, wash Negevasa as a Tahara. And he himself also washed Negevasa because he heard these words. And he told him, I want you now to repeat that you've got, like Azoy Shteit, if you speak Lushen Hara, you have to be Choyz, you have to have Charuta. I want you to say, Eretz Yisrael Dike Peizen and Shine, Eretz Yisrael Dike Peizen and Grois. Was Makpid, a Yid said a derogatory word against Peres Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin in Daf Samach Dalet that there were Yidin who were Sipri Beganissa Shel Eretz Yisrael. They spoke derogatory about Eretz Yisrael. What did they say? Says the Gemara, they didn't actually say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. What they said was that they were in Chitz Loretz, and they saw then Chitz Loretz Shavya Ki Arin. They saw places in Chitz Loretz that were just as nice, just as good as Eretz Yisrael. And other places they said it was Al Chatrain. It was twice as good as in Eretz Yisrael. These comments, says the Gemara, is called they were Sipra Beganisa Shel Eretz Yisrael. If you can come along and say about Chitz Loretz that Chitz Loretz equals Eretz Yisrael, or is better than Eretz Yisrael, this in itself is also considered an avera of speaking Beganisa Shel Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer Marbitze Torah Mitzvah is quoted from the Netziv, that one of the Talmidim, the Tziv, was in Eretz Yisrael, and at that time the Arabs had made a bit of, unfortunately we know, the Arabs had rioted and a number of Yidin had been killed. And this Yid came back and he told the Tziv, in those times there was no news, no newspapers, and he came back, he'd just come back from Eretz Yisrael, Rebbe, you don't know what the matzav is there, it's gefährlich, the Arabs are rioting, and they're killing Yidin. Said the Netziv back to this Yid, you are like the Meraglim who's speaking Lushen Hara against Eretz Yisrael. The Yid was taken aback. Said, Rebbe, I didn't invent it. This is the facts. This is what's happening. This is what happened. I was there. This is what happened. Said the Netziv, the Meraglim also didn't invent any stories. They also said what happened. However, they came along and they spoke negatively against Eretz Yisrael. You are giving Eretz Yisrael a bad name, and by giving Eretz Yisrael a bad name, that's considered as if you have spoken Lushen Hara. One of the Slonim Rebbes, the Divrei Shmuel, the Eshes Slonim Rebbes from the Gedolei Admorim, he had a Tabak Pishka, which he yashin from one of the Eshter Rebbes, Rabbi Avrom Kaliska. This Tabak Pishka was very, very precious to him. He took it with him wherever he went. He always had this Tabak Pishka with him. Vayhi hayoim, the Tabak Pishka vanished. It just vanished into thin air. They couldn't find it. They searched high and low for it. Just couldn't find it. He was very, very upset. It meant a very lot to him, very sentimental value. Tabak Pishka from the grace of Tzadikim. Couldn't find it. Years went by and had given up hope. One day, one of the Slonim Rebbe's Hasidim travelled to Eretz Yisrael, and he went into the house of a Yid in Eretz Yisrael. He comes in, and there he sees, sitting in his cabinet, is this very Tabak Pishka from the Slonim Rebbe. So he goes over to this Yid and says, Rebbe Yid, what's this? What's going on here? So the Yid admitted he had a weak moment, and he was stuck there in the Slonim, and he saw this Tabak Pishka, and he pushed it, he pocketed it. So he said, did you know how much Agmas Nefesh you have caused to the Slonim Rebbe this? You have to give it back. You got a chiv deraisa. Yid straight away said, yes, you're right. I'm happy that you've come. I'm more than happy here, take it and give it and send it back to Slonim Rebbe. The Yid brought back the Tabak Pishka with him, and he thought the Slonim Rebbe would be overjoyed. He'd been so upset to lose this precious Tabak Pishka. He came and he told him the exact story. He'd been at Yisroel and he'd found it there. The Divrei Shmuel said to the Yid, I don't want to have it back. You keep it. I don't want it. So the Yid said to Rebbe, Rebbe, why? He said, I'm worried. People will come to me and they'll see I've got back this Tabak Pishka, and people will hear that a Yid from Eretz Yisroel had been here and had stolen it. It'll come out, it'll be Moitzi Dibba al Yoshri Eretz Yisroel. We find that the Torah is Makpid, that a person is Mazana mita Bahamas, Bahamat HaRoigi. Why? There shouldn't be a Michshel, that people should say, this was the Bahama, Medein Bahama Yenna is Nichshel Gavon. So I said to Slonim Rebbe, I don't want that I should be a cause, that people should see here the Tabak Pishka, and because of this, people come along and going to say, oh, Eretz Yisroel, the Yid stole it. You keep it. A Yid once came to the Heilige Rishna, and he came to the Rishna, and he told him, he's just come back from Eretz Yisroel. And he said to Rishna, I was there in Eretz Yisroel, and I was very disappointed. Not all the Yidin there on such a high madrega. I thought Yidin living in Eretz Yisroel, be grace to mention, Lamed Vav Tzadikim. A lot of them are very, very low, low Yidin. Said the Rishna to this Yid, what you have said is even worse than the Mecheta Meraglim. Because what was the Mecheta Meraglim? They said good about Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Ovos Chol Devosh. What did they say? They spoke badly against the people. Efes, Az Ha'om Ha'yoshe Bekiboy. Od Gezuk the Rishna, who are they speaking about? They were speaking about Goyim. You've come back and you're speaking bad against the Yid Netzur, you're even a gressera balavera than the Meraglim. There's a sefer called Kol Yaakov, from the 9th in the Chushi Rabunim, from America, Bavrum Yaakov Teitelbaum. In the sefer he writes, that was my cousin, Hagun, Rapinchos Bibefel, Zechon Levrucha, when he went out to Chitzloritz, he asked the Briskerov this question. He said, I'm going out to Chitzloritz, people are going to ask me, what's going on in Eretz Yisroel? Is it permissible for me to say what's going on here, unfortunately, with the secular Yidin, Yal de Teiman was going on at the time, and the various milchumas and battles, things which are going on? And the Briskerov said, and he said to him, I'm worried, perhaps I'll be considered Einer from the Meraglim, speaking derogatory about Eretz Yisroel. Said the Briskerov, not only is it not forbidden, forget, you've got a chiv to say, people have to know the truth. I thought to myself, it's a nishkin stira, such in the Vetiv, in the Heilige Rishna, and the Briskerov. We know Lushan Hara, is sometimes you're allowed to speak Lushan Hara. When it's L'Toyeles. If there is a Toyeles, then one's allowed to speak Lushan Hara. When the Rishna said to this Yid, you are worse than the Meraglim because you're speaking bad against the Toshvei Eretz Yisroel, the Rishna meant that somebody was just saying so just for a point of conversation, stam, relating what he saw, what he heard, but there's no tachlis and no te'elis. The Briskerov, when he said, you have to say, that was when it was for a te'elis. Or if there's no te'elis involved, just merely to speak badly against Yidin who are living in Eretz Yisroel, just stand for the sake of conversation, is demos, just what the Heilige Rishna gezugt, as he's even worse than the Meraglim. A Yid once came to the Sadigei Rebbe, the Avi Yaakov, was also from the Gedoil Admoirim, and he said to him, I'm going collecting in Eretz Yisroel for my yeshiva. And he brought along a kol koira for the Sadigei Rebbe to sign. And in it he'd written that he's going collecting because the matzav of his yeshiva is very difficult, as is well known that the matzav in Eretz Yisroel is very, very hard, and there's no money. And he brought this kol koira to the Sadigei Rebbe to sign. Sadigei Rebbe looked at it and said, I'm sorry, I can't sign this kol koira. This is speaking negatively about Eretz Yisroel. Why do you have to write these words that is well known, the matzav in Eretz Yisroel is difficult? There's no need to write that. This is a lushan hara. And he said, if you don't take this line out, I cannot sign your kol koira. On another occasion, there was a bucha who'd gone to learn Eretz Yisroel, and he'd become very, very ill. And in yeshiva, suddenly he'd fell ill. And the hanhul of the yeshiva were worried. This boy was dangerously ill. And they thought perhaps that it would be kedai to fly him back home to America, where there were perhaps better doctors, and not to leave him at Eretz Yisroel. They went to ask the Sadigei Rebbe, what should they do? This bucha is dangerously ill. They could treat him here, but perhaps it might be better, not for sure, perhaps it might be better to fly him back to America. The Tzaddiki Rebbe forbade him to do it. He said that you'll be a bechinah from what states in the Torah that the people will say the Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Oicheles Yoshveya. He was a gezinta bucha. He flew off to Eretz Yisrael to learn, and hey presto, suddenly out of the blue, became dangerously ill Eretz Yisrael. If it be a vada, he'll for sure be able to be treated 100% better in America, or going Einzach. Oh, but you don't know, you just, perhaps, it's not kedai for a person to go into the chashash of being moitzi dibber in Eretz Yisrael. So we see here from all these gedolim, how they were careful, and they felt that there is be'emes, Bizman Azeh as well, there's a richtige issa lushen horror if somebody is going to speak in any way, the derogatory way about Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, not only is it forbidden to speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael, but the opposite is true. We have a chiev to praise Eretz Yisrael. Every time we bench, we say, Noidelechu Hashem Lakeini al Shinchalta la Viseini, Eretz Chemda Toiva Irechova. Says the Gemara in Bruchas and Daf Memches, Tanya Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Kol Shloi Oma Eretz Chemda Toiver Achuvah Birchas HaOretz in Malchus Beidov Bein Shleim La Yutzu Yidei Chavusoi. Shteitin Rabbeinu Yoina, the Meiri and Avidram. It's enough to mention Eretz Yisrael. Why do we have to say that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Chemda Toiver Irechuvah? Hatam Shemutzini Shnishtabcha Eretz Yisrael Bezer Halushin. As over the pusik zukt, alas chem de toy berechova. Vekevin shemazke bechesus alachilusoi. Since you're mentioning it, so we got to mention Eretz Yisrael. Yesh le gam kein lahaske shvucha. And as I said, lushna meiri. Every time you mention Eretz Yisrael, if you mention Eretz Yisrael, you can't just say Eretz Yisrael. It's like the Havdal. You speak about the Queen, you don't call her Mrs. Windsor. Her name is not Mrs. Windsor. Her name is Her Majesty the King. Why do you say Her Majesty? Derech covered. You speak about her. Her name is Her Majesty the Queen, not Mrs. Windsor. It's Lahavdil. You speak about Eretz Yisrael. When you speak about Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chemda Toiva Irechova. So this is a chiv. We speak about Eretz Yisrael. One has to be Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael. And this is how it used to be once upon a time in the olden times. The Meir Mishkiach, Rabbi Yeruchim, writes in his Sefer, this is in Parsha Zois HaBrucha, he says, Lefnim be'Yisrael, it used to be once upon a time, Hoye be'neim toye Eretz Yisrael v'zichroina dova shel kodesh kadushim. Speaking about Eretz Yisrael, he spoke about Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Tavas kol nefesh, everybody longed and desired for Eretz Yisrael. Writes Rabbi Yeruchim, I can't forget how it used to be when a Yid from Eretz Yisrael used to come to our shtetl. Lo yadani afile tiv shleshi. We didn't know who he was. We didn't know if it was Talmud Chochem. But we knew this was a Yid from Eretz Yisrael. Ho yadai luni ki omri ulav ki mesulbo. It was enough that they told us he was from Eretz Yisrael. Lo ichel letzai elechem. I cannot describe to you as a hadras kodesh bahabi dulseini ulav. How we regarded such a person. It's like a fellow. He'd walk into the room now and we say, he lives on Mars. He just come from Mars or Jupiter. Wow, look what he looks like. Let's speak to him, let's talk to him, let's feel him, let's touch him. Azoyat Gazuk Rabbi Yeruchim, a Yid who came from Yisrael, was under a veil. Hayini mamish menashkim kamfe begudav kem menashkim dova shebigdisha. So the kasher is, why does Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim, lefi devareini, lechoyretz, a plia atzima, why does he not mention anywhere in his sefer that you is it to speak Lashon Hara? So we'll find, although the Chofetz Chaim doesn't mention it clearly, explicitly, however, he does quote this Issa. In Klal Hay, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sif Zayin as follows, Veda, you should know, Kishem she'usu lehoitzi dibal chaveiroi, just like it's forbidden to speak negatively against another Yid, Kein al chafetzov usa ledaber. So it's forbidden to speak negatively against his possessions. Vezemutzi ma'oid bavoy nesayni harabim. This is something which happens very frequently. Shechemveni echot moitzi diba al nichse chemveni acher. That one shopkeeper speaks negatively about a second shopkeeper. V'chol kai gavnei hakina. V'zehi lushen hara gemira midoy reisa. And this is considered full Lashon Hara. So, you might have thought that Lashon Hara is only if I speak against another person, says the Chofetz Chaim. No. There is a issa lushon hara to speak against somebody else's possessions. Where does he get this from? Says the Chofetz Chaim, he learnt this out from a sefer. This is written in the Sefer Yireim from Rabbeinu Elezer Mimitz. I looked up in the Sefer Yireim. Says the Sefer Yireim, where do I know this from? I cannot speak negatively about somebody else's objects. Reuven wants to give a present to Shimon. He gives him a watch. And somebody else comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you know that watch that Reuven gave you? It's not a good make. It's a rubbish make. It's a junk make. Argus best. V'gina oisa al sheker. V'nimsa moitzi dibber. He's speaking derogatory. We learn this out from the Meraglim. The Meraglim spoke negatively against Eretz Yisrael, Eitzim Vavunim. From here we see it's forbidden to speak negatively against somebody else's objects. Now the Hantig Asurim, which speak about on Perishim on Chofetz Chaim, have a great difficulty in understanding this halucha. The Chofetz Chaim says clearly that the Issa Lushon Hara not only speak negatively about somebody else, but to speak negatively against somebody else's possessions. What does the Chofetz Chaim mean? If he means, like he said, just merely a shopkeeper is selling you counterfeit, inferior schoira, so that's obvious it's also to speak Lushon Hara. I don't need to come on to Rebbe Elezer Mimitz to learn out from the Urayim. What I'm saying is that's richtig lushon hara. That I'm telling you that this shopkeeper, he's selling you counterfeit schoira. It's inferior. So I'm speaking negatively against the shopkeeper. I'm not speaking against his what he's selling, the products. I'm speaking against him, the person. And says the Sefer Urayim, it gives an example, not about a shopkeeper. Reuven gives a present to Shimon. Reuven's not mechiv to give anything to Shimon. It's a present. So he didn't give him an expensive present. He gives him a cheap present. Reuven gives to Shimon, it's Shimon's birthday. He says Reuven to Shimon, I want to give you a present for your birthday. Here's a watch. Comes along Levi, and Levi says to Shimon, I'll tell you that watch, it's a cheap watch. It's not an expensive watch. At Oive Gevein, of the Issa Lushon Hara. He spoke negatively against Reuven? No, nothing, didn't say anything. Reuven wasn't mechuyav to give a present at all. What he did was he spoke negatively against the present, against the watch. There's an Issa Lushon Hara on a watch? Arizig a chiddush. However, comes on the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim tells us, yes. You know why? Because through this is going to come out a genai to Reuven who gave the watch. You're saying that Reuven is a kaga. He gives you a present. He's trying to get away with a cheap present. So although really Reuven didn't do anything wrong, he gave you a present, he didn't have to give you anything, but speaking against the watch is going to rebound and reflect on Reuven that somehow Reuven is a kaga mensch, and this is oy bazoi, Issa deraisa. State in the Sefer Zera Chaim on the Chofetz Chaim, Chiddush HaYireim is that it's called a Moitzi Dibber, even when there was no Kavuna to be Mevazer Reuven. He just was making fun of the watch. He didn't mean to make fun of Reuven. Reuven's a nice guy. He gave you a present for nothing. He's a nice guy. Got no problem with Reuven. I just made fun of the watch. Although your Kavuna wasn't to make fun of Reuven, but since it rebounds and comes back to Reuven, it's considered Lushon Hara. Says the Sefer Yireim, where do I know this from? I know this from the Meraglim. Why? Because what does the Gemara tell us about the Meraglim? Says the Gemara in Erchim, that ve'eime mishim devagudel, efshe the Meraglim achayv misa, because they spoke kefir against the Rabbi Nishloilim, says the Gemara, no. Shteit v'ayomisi anushim moit siye dibas ha'urez, they died because they spoke badly against Eretz Yisrael. Does Issa speak badly against Eretz Yisrael? Yes. Why? Because it reflects, it goes back to the Rabbi Nishloilim. I see from that, that if you speak badly against an object, and it reflects badly on somebody else, it's an Issa of Lushon Hara. And the Chofetz Chaim calls that Lushon Hara Gemira Midda Oiraisa. So let's just examine this now a bit more. The first Rashi told us, that why is nismach of pashas shalach lechom and pashas meraglim lefisha reshuim haluli rui v'leilokhi misa. These reshuim saw that Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeini, and they took no notice v'leilokhi misa. Fregin al mefoshim e gavaldig akasha. I know that Issa Lushna Hora is to speak badly against a fellow Yid. Somebody who has feelings, he gets upset, he takes it to heart. He's going to be worse off now, he's going to have problems because you spoke against him. That is Lushna Hora. Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a person. How on earth were the Meraglim supposed to learn out from the story of Miriam speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu that therefore there's an Issa to speak against Eitzim Vavunim? L'choyre is Bechlal Nishdoime. I understand Lushna Hora is to speak against people. Since when is an Issa Lushna Hora to speak against Eitzim Vavunim? Zog Reb Shimon Schwab a gewaltige Wort. Anders zog in the selbe Yesod, aber I saw it in his Sefer Beis HaShoy Eiva. When the Rabbeinu Shloilem told of Miriam Hanaviyah, the Rabbeinu Shloilem said to Miriam Hanaviyah, "Madia lo yereisem ledaber ba'avdi b'moisha." Why were you not scared to speak against ba'avdi b'moisha? Zuk Reb Shimon Schwab as follows: Moshe Rabbeinu was ha'ish Moshe unav ma'oid mikol odom. Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble. He never, ever, ever would have taken anything to heart that anybody would have embarrassed him about, said something bad against him. Moshe Rabbeinu, unav mikol odom, was a bechinah fin lahavdil eitzim vavunim. He didn't take anything to heart. Says the Rabbeinu Shloim to Miriam, "So do you want to know why you're being punished? I understand Lushna Hora is only speaking about somebody which can upset him, do something bad for him. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get upset. He'll never get upset. So why is this a Lushna Hora speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu?" Says the Rabbeinu Shloim, "You know why? Because my dear Lord, you're raising the double, but Avdi, Moshe Rabbeinu is my Eved. If you speak against Moshe Rabbeinu," says the Rabbeinu Shloim, "you've spoken against me." So although Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get upset, says Rabbi Shem, I'm upset. Madi lo yireisim ledaber ba'avdi. Zuk Reb Shimon Schwab, now gewaldig. This is a pusik in Parshas Baha. V'ho'uretz lo yisimucha letzmises ki li ho'uretz. Says Rabbi Shem, Eretz Yisrael is different to all other countries. You can't sell Eretz Yisrael forever. Ki li ho'uretz, ki geirim v'toshuvim atemimudi. Says as follows, what does it mean, ki li ho'uretz? He eretz Hashem she'einoi bichlal v'ho'uretz nusan livnei udam. Zein to Santa Zach. We know when the Boshim created the world, Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem v'ho'uretz nusan livnei udam. Says as follows, the Boshim says, although v'ho'uretz nusan livnei udam, I've given the whole world over to mankind, obe kili ho'uretz. Eretz Yisrael wasn't included. He Eretz Hashem she'einoi bichlal v'ho'uretz nusan livnei udam. Therefore, somebody who speaks badly against Eretz Yisrael, it's the same as Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't upset. The boy was upset. Madi lo yisum davar ba'avdi. He's my servant. You speak against my servant as if you've spoken against me. If you speak badly against Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the Boshim never relinquished Eretz Yisrael. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. So you speak against Eretz Yisrael, you're speaking against the owner of Eretz Yisrael. Who's the owner of Eretz Yisrael? It's the Rabbeinu Shloim. So the rest of the world, if you come to Manchester and you grumble about the weather in Manchester, it's always raining in Manchester. The Rabbeinu Shloim says, I don't take it personally. V'ha'uretz nusan livnei udam, I gave over the world to you. And if it's raining in Manchester, it's probably something that you're doing wrong, that's causing it to rain the whole time. If you see there are problems, the pears aren't growing properly, the other problems in the country, in the world, doesn't go back to the Rabbeinu Shloim. So you merely spoke against that place. That place is Eitzim Vavunim. There's no Issa Lushna Hora to speak on Eitzim Vavunim. However, when is there an Issa? There's an Issa to speak derogatory about somebody else's chafetzim if it's going to reflect back on the owner, on the one who it belongs to, who gave the watch, whatever it should be. Eretz Yisrael is kili ha'uretz. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. So if you speak against Eretz Yisrael, you've spoken against the owner of Eretz Yisrael, who is the Rabbeinu Shloim. And one final reason why taka Eretz Yisrael, another reason why it's forbidden to speak against Eretz Yisrael, because if you come along and you say that another place in the world isn't perfect, enochanam, taka is not perfect, that's our avoider to perfect everywhere. However, Eretz Yisrael, state in the Torah, loy sechsa kolbo. There's nothing lacking in Eretz Yisrael. Right, Rabbeinu Bachaya, Yishabach HaKusav HaEretz HaKdoisha, The Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, She'ein bach Yisurin Shem Dova Ba'olam. There is nothing wrong, there's nothing lacking with Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Mechai explains there's no food which can't grow in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Ksibas tells us, Derech Agav, after Chom Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Shir ben Levi was walking along, he saw the beautiful fruits, and he shouted at the fruits, why are you producing such beautiful fruits? Lemiata moitzi peiros haluli, for the Arvim which has conquered Eretz Yisrael, hachnisi peirosayich, take back your fruits. And from then onwards, the bruch of Eretz Zovas Chol Devosh stop being. But be'etzem, Eretz Yisrael as Eretz was loisechsa kolba. If we see today, unfortunately, sometimes that it's nishtozoi, it's our fault. So somebody comes along and says, it's too hot, it's too cold, the prayers don't grow there properly, this is not good and that's not good. You're blaming the wrong person. It's us who's to blame. Eretz Yisrael itself is loisechsa kolbo. So this is taka, a person has to realize the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. A Yid once came back from Eretz Yisrael to the region and he said, I was there. It was nothing special. I didn't find anything special. So said the Rishna to him, Eretz Yisrael is like a blanket. If a person with feelings goes in and he's warm, so he gets warm, he warms up the blanket, which warms him up. It's a cycle. If you put a cold stone in the blanket, it's going to remain cold. Eretz Yisrael doesn't show off what it has for somebody who's not a leiv even. A person is zoicha. This is the avoida. The Rabbi Nishim Taka should help us. We should all be zoicha. Zechzeno einaini b'shivcha letziyan barachmim omei.
Sky, I met you very well. Now, right down the door.